Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on most of those social media channels. And of course, find the podcast at fmr.co.za. What the insert your own expletive is a lifestyle vehicle. I thought they all were, even if your lifestyle is fixing your damn jalopy on the side of the road as you try and get your kids to school. But no, the BMW X2 is a lifestyle SUV, I am confidently told. I think it is corporate speak for a 4x4 that can't 4x4, but can get you to the top of the trail for your run or cycle or ski with your friends. Yep, I'm confident of that. Then what on earth is a lifestyle sports car? Because if this old dog is finally getting the hang of this newfangled jargon, I think I just tested one. A BMW X2 that goes 0 to 100 in a claimed 5.4 seconds, but it may just be a smidgen better or faster than that. Nimble and taut and every other chassis and suspension related cliche I can think of goes here. It handles well. It is forgiving for the inexperienced with the usual safety nannies doing their thing, but keeping you quick from point to point and fast enough to be a real thrill. What it isn't is a real sports car. No SUV ever is. What it is a thrilling way to get you and your lifestyle equipment to meet your friends for said activity without being late. Maybe with some antisocial behavior thrown in order not to be late, but your mileage may well vary. And for that, it works and works well. That's in sport. In comfort, it's, well, wait for it, polite and comfortable. Sport also gives you some wonderful engine noise, some of it from the engine and exhaust, but I suspect a whole lot through the sound system. But it is wonderful and a whole lot less antisocial than loud exhausts, and it sounds good, not weird. So to the nitty-gritty, the BMW X2 M35 is a confusingly 2-litre twin-turbo four-cylinder putting out 233 kilowatts and 400 newton meters of torque through a superb 7-speed dual-clutch setup, which moves about 1.7 tons of machinery quite well. And it does this while sensibly, well, if you were to sensibly drive, you should get around 8 liters per 100 kilometers. They claim 7.8, but nobody who actually wants this car will ever achieve that. I got 10.7. And it has that weight of informative steering that we love or hate BMW for. Will anyone repeat after me? Mountain passes? This sophisticated beast has more or less everything included, from heads-up displays to USB-C. It even has a weird but compelling illuminated grille visible at night. The camera system is superb, and parking badly is due to your complete idiocy, because you can see everything and see it well. Expect to pay over 1.2 million rand before ticking boxes to some tasty options. Would I rather have it than any of its main rivals, say the Audi Q3 Sportsback, Volvo XC40 or Jaguar E-Pace? In a word, yes. Oh, and they actually call it a sports activity coupe. My bad. That's the BMW X2 M35i. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. FMR.